Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In the days of my grandfather, flexible work schedules meant workers being adaptable so factories could stay open 24 hours a day.
Hello there, buddy. On the night shift, I hope you slept all day.
But now flexibility means the work adapts to the worker. Telecommuting, job sharing, leaves of absence. Turns out young workers value flexibility more than high salaries. They used to say that presence equals productivity. Now, that could be a virtual presence.
Goodbye now, buddy, on the night shift.
Night shift? Not likely. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 31st. What's the benefit for employers if the unemployment is so high? Do they have to adapt to their employees?
Employment flexibility from your friends at The Takeaway, who are kind of mole people. We've been up most of the night. That's true.
I a mole person?
I am. Let's get a check of the top news stories this morning. That was a Republican slogan during the presidential campaign, but President Obama is apparently embracing the idea today. He's set to propose opening up large portions of the East Coast to offshore drilling, most of it for the very first time. Under the plan, drilling would be permitted from the northern tip of Delaware to the central coast of Florida. The president is also stepping up the pressure on the international community for tougher sanctions on Iran. Speaking at a news conference with French President Nicolas Sarkozy yesterday, President Obama issued the closest thing to a deadline yet.
I'm not interested in waiting months for a sanctions regime to be in place. I'm interested in seeing that regime in place in weeks.
We're also learning that an Iranian nuclear scientist has defected to the United States and is assisting the CIA in its efforts to undermine Iran's nuclear program.
President Obama wants to make the nation's workplaces more flexible for employees and their families. There's a forum at the White House today aimed at finding ways to do just that. For more, we're joined by Carol Rose, author of a book on effective strategies for maximizing your work and life. Carol, I got to ask you the same question I asked John. With unemployment as high as it is, a few people are saying, why should we worry about workplace flexibility now when so many Americans are lucky just to have jobs?
Well, good morning. It's actually about really making the businesses more effective. Flexibility is really a way for companies to reduce costs but also retain valued employees and actually bring on new people. So you find organizations doing things like reducing office space by having people work remotely. As a way to reduce costs instead of losing the talent. So where flexibility is great for families and for individuals to manage their work and their personal life, it's really also a great business strategy.
Carol Rose, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
A donor conference on Haiti's earthquake aid gets underway today at the United Nations. 100 nations will be there. Today's conference, Haitian officials will ask representatives for billions in aid.
President Obama has declared a state of emergency in Rhode Island after what the governor is calling the worst flooding in a century. The National Weather Service says more than 16 inches of rain has fallen recently, and the worst may still be ahead with more rain forecast today. And the price of everyday goods from cars to appliances may be going up soon. That's after a groundbreaking deal by miners in Brazil. And steelmakers will change the iron ore price system. Global prices of steel may rise by up to a third. We'll talk about that more later on. Looking at the markets, futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,907, and the S&P at 1,173, and the NASDAQ starts at 2410. So coming up, we continue our series, DIY Bailout. Need some tips for tax day? Are you still toiling over TurboTax? We're going to give you some tips later on.
And workplace flexibility that Celeste talked about right there at the beginning of the hour. The president has a forum today on workplace flexibility, but if you had flexible hours at work, could set your own, would you be just as productive? Tell us your story of workplace flexibility. Flex time stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. More on all this in just a moment.